Daniels, A.G. Prescott. October 1904. Dear brethren Daniels and Prescott, after we left you at College View, many things urged themselves upon my mind. Years ago, before going to Australia, I wrote something in regard to the warning that must be given to the world. At that time, I was given instruction that as we approach the end, there will be large gatherings in our cities, as there has recently been in St. Louis, and that preparations must be made to present the truth at these gatherings. When Christ was upon this earth, he took advantage of such opportunities. Wherever a large number of people were gathered for any purpose, his voice was heard, clear and distinct, giving his message. And as a result, after his crucifixion and ascension, thousands were converted in a day. The seed sown by Christ sank deep into hearts and germinated. And when the disciples received the gift of the Holy Spirit, the harvest was gathered in. The disciples went forth and preached the word with such power that fear fell upon their opposers, and they dared not do that which they would have done, had not the evidence been so plain that God was working. At every large gathering, some of our ministers should be in attendance. They should work wisely to obtain a hearing and to get the light of truth before as many as possible. God desires the members of his church to do all in their power to make known the wonderful truths entrusted to them. He would have his witnesses cheerful and courageous amidst the cares and perplexities of life. The likeness of Christ is to be graven on the heart. As we draw nearer and nearer to him, our very faces will reflect his image. The lives of those in whose hearts Christ abides will be filled with sacred, holy joy, for he has healing for all sorrow. There is healing in his wings. He brings the peace that passes all understanding. We should improve every such opportunity as that presented by the St. Louis Fair. At all such gatherings, there should be present men whom God can use. Leaflets containing the light of present truth should be scattered among the people like the leaves of autumn. To many who attend these gatherings, these leaflets would be as the leaves of the tree of life, which are for the healing of the nations. I send you this, my brethren, that you may give it to others. Those who go forth to proclaim the truth shall be blessed by him who has given them the burden of proclaiming this truth. Our large books should have a wider circulation. The words, "Ye are the light of the world," Matthew 5, verse 14, must have a much clearer fulfillment in the lives of Seventh-day Adventists than they have yet had. Every line of our work should be carried forward in a way that will recommend the truth to those who hear. No selfish act is to be seen. No thread of dishonesty is to be drawn into the pattern. The time has come when, as never before, Seventh-day Adventists are to arise and shine, because their light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon them. Decided warnings are given in the Word of God regarding the choice of companions. We should not link up with those who, though they have had the light for years, choose the society of those who daily dishonor God, those who turn their faces from Christ. There are those who, by unholy companionship with men who dishonor God, are crucifying the Son of God afresh and putting him to open shame. They show contempt for the one whom they have been taught to love and respect. They bear witness to the world that they count the sacrifice of the Son of God a subject unworthy of their attention. This witness they bear before the heavenly universe and before fallen human beings. Upon such ones the blessing of God cannot rest. They are treasuring up wrath against the day of wrath. The Lord has shown his love for the world by the gift of his only begotten Son. He gave him up to a cruel death, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not on him is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of the Father. And this is their condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. John 3, verse 16 to 21. It is a strange and sorrowful fact that so many are beguiled by worldly position and worldly wealth. They allow worldly inducements to make them enemies of Christ. In order to obtain the riches of the world, they turn away from the riches of heaven. Seek in every way to help those who are walking and working in blindness, for thus you may save souls from death. Break down the wall of partition that for years has existed between medical missionary workers and the workers in the ministry. God requires his children to make straight paths for their feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way through misapprehension and perplexity. Blessed is the man whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Psalm 32, verse 1. Confession of sin places man on vantage ground. Have we not seen enough of indifference, of disunion, of strife? Let every one do his best to cast out of the church that which has brought about these things. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Jude 20-25. There must be a stronger determination to be of one heart and mind, to draw together. In unity there is strength. Unbelief and harsh judgment must cease through the ministration of the Holy Spirit. The gospel message is not to be looked upon as inferior to the medical missionary work. God calls upon every soul to humble his heart before him, and then to stand in the Lord Jesus Christ, a savor of life unto life. We are not to follow cunningly devised fables. We are to take our stand upon the foundation truths that will bear the test of trial. We are to remember that we are not our own, that we have been bought with a price, and that we are to glorify God in all we do and say. The light of the sacrifice that Christ has made for us is never, never to become dim, but is to influence all our religious experience. In the fullest sense of the word, the blood-bought soul is the property of Christ. And yet we cannot be saved unless our lives bear the sign of voluntary surrender to Christ's service.